Okay, we're continuing now. The phone has stopped ringing. So on the photosynthesis overview slide, we're continuing on the right side is called the light independent or dark reactions. These all occur in the stroma. So this is starts at the top. Do you see the CO2? That takes the CO2. And we're going to go into the steps in a little later. This is just the overview. It goes into the Calvin cycle. Again, it's a cycle, means it goes around in a circle, like if you're out cycling on your bikes now. And this all takes place in the stroma. So if you're looking at this, you see from the top of the slide that we take the ATP and the NADPH that we made on the left side, and we're using them. And as we always talked about, ATP, when it's used up, becomes ADP plus P, and NADPH becomes the NAP. So they can be used again and again. Okay, light-dependent reactions takes place within the thylakoid of the chloroplast. So we talked about the chloroplast, that's where photosynthesis takes place. The thylakoids are the coins. That's where the whole part of synthesis one takes place, which is the two photosystems. It converts solar energy, that's the energy of the sun, into chemical energy. So it makes that chemical energy a sugar. And at this point, we're only in the first part. So we haven't made the sugar yet. We only made ATP and NADPH. It uses two photosystems to do that. In other words, not photosynthesis, photosystem. Photosystem one and two, that gathers the light and they go to the electron transport chain. I taught this before we left. Okay. This slide we for sure did, but I'm going to do it again. Steps of light reactions in detail. Photolysis of water, that means we're breaking down the water. Starts with photosystem two. Remember, we talked about photosystem two first and then photosystem one because they discovered the second one before the first one. So they call the first one they discovered was one, even though it takes place second. If I was me, I would switch the numbers, but I'm not in charge here of the science world. Photosystem two absorbs the sunlight and splits water. So again, we talked about this before we left. Water can become is H2O. Looking at the slide, you see that it becomes oxygen, and we can break down the hydrogen further to become hydrogen plus electrons. The electrons move from the chlorophyll where you see the arrow where they're absorbed. They go to an electron acceptor. Makes sense. Electrons go to the place that accepted, like you are accepted to a seminary that accepted you. Then it goes down to electron transport chain. First, the electron acceptor, it accepts it. You get your ticket, you get accepted to go on the train, and then you go to electron transport chain where we make ATP. This was on the slide before this. This is a review. It's photosystem two that makes ATP. Then the electrons and the hydrogens go to NADP to form NADPH. So if you see, it's a little hard to see this. I don't know if you make it bigger on your printouts or whatever, but the NADP needs to have hydrogen and it needs the two parts of the hydrogen to become NADPH. We need the positive H plus hydrogen and the negative electrons. So this is giving you the more detail from the slide before, showing you how we're actually making ATP and NADPH. So this is a summary again. The reactants is what we need to do this reaction, the things that we must have in order to do this. This comes from Hashem, just like everything comes from Hashem. We need sunlight energy and we need water. Products is what we produce. We produce oxygen, ATP, and NADPH. So we talked about it a few times. ATP is made in photosystem two. NADPH is made in photosystem one. The oxygen comes from the water. It's released to the atmosphere. Plants give off oxygen. And the ATP and NADPH, we need to use that in the right side of the reaction, and the dark reactions are the Calvin cycle. Okay, light independent. We're up to photosynthesis two. Okay. Take a break, take a breather because this is the next part. Okay. This all takes place in the stroma. LI is light independent reactions, also known as the Calvin. It's also sometimes known as the Calvin-Benson cycle. I'm not sure why Mr. Benson gets left off sometimes and we only have Mr. Calvin, but that's it. This occurs in the stroma in the presence or absence of light. So this can happen when there's light, but even if there's no light, it could still happen. We take ATP and NADPH that we made from the LR, light reactions, and CO2 from the air. When we cause a fixed carbon, fixing carbon means it's not like it's broken and we're fixing it. Fixing carbon is when you bind it to something else. So we're going to take the carbon and bind it with to other things, which we'll go into later, to make organic compounds. The Calvin cycle, also known as C3 photosynthesis, has three stages. Saved by the bell, to be continued. All right, we're continuing on here. So we're almost done with the photosynthesis part. The review, again, photosynthesis one, in the thylakoid, we use the water and break it down and we release oxygen. We make ATP and NADPH. The Calvin cycle is a circle. It's a cycle, that's why it's called a cycle. We use the CO2, it ends up in the CH2O, which stands for a sugar like C6H12O6. We use the ATP and NADPH that we made in the light reactions. Okay, next slide is called photorespiration. Like respiration, give you a clue, like we do cellular respiration. Plants also do cellular respiration, by the way. But photorespiration, think of it as oxygen. With respiration, you need oxygen. So that when it's really hot and dry out, the plants close their stomata to prevent water loss. Remember way back when in the beginning, there was a slide showing you those little stomata that were closed and open. And I said that that was to let the oxygen go out that's released by the leaves and the CO2 could go in. But it's also a way that water can go in and out. And when we don't want to lose that extra water, so the stomata close, so CO2 can't come in. And the leaves, remember, from photosynthesis give off oxygen. If this oxygen can't leave, it's stuck in there. So this is what happens in photorespiration. The Robisco, instead of binding to CO2, which is what happens in the normal photosynthesis, it binds with oxygen instead of CO2. Because the oxygen is stuck in there, it can't get out, and we don't produce as much of the sugar. There's some other types of photosynthesis. So the ones that only use the Calvin cycle, I'm on the next slide, by the way, they only use the Calvin cycle, the first step to fix carbon dioxide. They're called C3 plants because, as we talked about before, the Robisco forms with the CO2 to make a 3-carbon molecule. That's called a C3 plant. That's the regular photosynthesis. That's most plants like wheat, rice, and soybeans. Photorespiration that we just talked about, when it's really hot and dry, they have other types of photosynthesis called C4 and CAM. So C4, to give you a little preview here, because I know you're so excited to know what this is, it's a 4-carbon molecule. So C4 photosynthesis, when it's warm and dry, so what happens is, instead of doing the regular photosynthesis, part of the plant called the mesophyll cell, it's a part of the plant, fixes carbon dioxide into some kind of 4-carbon molecule, and that can enter the Calvin cycle. So examples of C4 plants are grasses, corns, sugarcane, and sorghum. I'm not even sure what sorghum is. I guess I could look it up, but you don't really care, I don't think. Anyway. But so C4 is a different type. It's not the regular photosynthesis. And I don't think they're going to ask you for examples, but I never know what they're going to do at BCCC. Okay, SAM stands for CAM, not for a Camry. It stands for Crasslucan Acid Metabolism. In the desert, when it's really hot, they only open the stomata at night. They're closed during the day so that during the night, they fix the CO2, they bind the CO2 to form a 4-carbon compound. And then during the day, when the stomata are open, it goes into the Calvin cycle. And CAM plants includes cactus, pineapple, and orchids. So this is giving you a summary. The regular on the left is the regular CO2, goes through the regular 3-carbon on the slide that says C3, C4, CAM. That one on the left shows you the RUBP going into the regular Calvin cycle. The middle one is showing you how it goes into that bundle sheath that makes that C4. So it goes from CO2 to C4, and that goes into the CO2. And the CAM is showing you that at night, It's very similar, except it's day and night. What happens? You see how it's dark and then it gets light. That's showing Yom Vayhi Laila. Summary of photosynthesis. This might slide 28. We have a number here that I could see. I think we are nearing the end. General equation: six carbon dioxides plus six water. We get six sugars and six oxygens. Okay, the light reactions and the thylakoid, we use the light and water. To the sunlight, we use the sunlight, the energy of the sunlight, to make ATP and NADPH, and we give off oxygen. That's all happens in the thylakoid. The Calvin cycle and the stroma uses ATP and NADPH to convert the CO2 to sugar. And just as a review, the Calvin cycle has a lot of different names. It's photosynthesis 2, light independent reaction, dark reaction, Calvin-Denson cycle. They all refer to the same one, and to remember that they all take place in the stroma. This comparing photosynthesis and cellular respiration. Photosynthesis takes the energy from the sun and the glucose. In cellular respiration, we take the energy of the glucose, we break it down. Photosynthesis, we take in CO2, cellular respiration, we give it off. And the other way opposite is, in photosynthesis, we give off oxygen, and cellular respiration, we take it in. Photosynthesis produces sugars and oxygen. Cellular respiration produces CO2, water, and ATP. Photosynthesis only for light. Cellular respiration all the time. Photosynthesis can only be done in chlorophyll organisms that contain chlorophyll in their chloroplast. Cellular respiration is in all living organisms, including plants. That is the end, and hatzlacha. Goodbye. Okay, ladies, we're back. The C3 or Calvin cycle overview. This is like a summary. The Calvin cycle, aka also known as C3 cycle, three stages: carbon fixation, reduction, regeneration. So if you look on the circle on the start right side, it's carbon fixation. We take that CO2 that we needed from the environment, and it has an enzyme called RuBisCO. You see at the very top of the thing. And it binds to form something called PGA. And then it joins with ATP that we needed, that we made in photosynthesis 1 and NADPH. We end up something called GA3P. It's a three carbon sugar. That's the end product of photosynthesis. Then we use a little bit more of ATP. I'm going looking at like 7 o'clock on the cycle. We regeneration of RUBP. Regeneration means we make it again. So the RUBP, we need to have RUBP to do the Calvin cycle, but it's something that the cell uses and then regenerates. That means it makes it again. So we start off, if you go look at on let's say at 9 o'clock, stage three regeneration of RUBP using ATP that we made in photosynthesis one. This RUBP combines with the CO2, if you see at the very top. The CO2 comes from the atmosphere, and that's one of the things that we must have in order to do photosynthesis. The enzyme that works on RUBP is called RuBisCO. I'm reviewing this again. So those two combine, and it's showing you it makes something PGA. The six carbon, the five from RuBisCO. RuBisCO is a five carbon molecule. You can see it on the top left, like between 10 and 11 o'clock on that. There's five carbons. Combines with CO2 with one carbon and makes a six carbon molecule that breaks down to two molecules of PGA. Then we use ATP, that's the reduction of PGA. Use the NADPH, we make GA3P. And some of this is regenerated. It goes through a bunch of steps to make RUBP so we can keep going on. So those are the steps. They're called carbon fixation, reduction, and regeneration. We produce this three carbon sugar called G3P, glyceride 3-phosphate. Okay, Calvin cycle reaction simplified. This is a simplified version. Really, this is a way of saying it in words rather than pictures. CO2 is attached to RUBP, a five carbon sugar, using the enzyme RuBisCO. RUBP, RuBisCO, see how it's similar like that? This forms two molecules of 3 PGA, which is 3-phosphoglycerate. It's a three carbon sugar. So the five carbon from the RUVP plus the one from the CO2 is makes six carbons. That if you divide six by two, you get two three carbons. Three and three is six. The reduction product is we take that PGA with NADPH, we make G3P, and then we make more of RUBP. So each time we go around, we get one carbon extra that's coming out of the cycle. Used to make glucose. So five G3Ps make RUBP, and one of them used to make glucose. And that's the whole purpose we're doing this to make our glucose. Okay, again, three stages of the Calvin cycle. This is showing you two in different pictures if you like this better. CO2 attaches to RUBP for the enzyme Rubisco to make 3B3 PGA. Then we use the ATP and NADPH to form six of the G3Ps, and some of it exits the cycle to make glucose, and the rest of them goes to regenerate RUBP. And again, all this takes place in the stroma of the chloroplast. Okay, again, a review. This is the same one we did before. I don't know if you want to hear me say it again, but I'll say it again. Why not? We all have so much time on our hands. Absorbs the light energy. We make ATP and NADPH. The light splits the water, looking down at the very bottom of this. This is the same pictures we have before. And we make ATP and NADPH. The Calvin cycle, it fixes the carbon, the CO2, see at the top. Those are the raw materials, the water and the carbon dioxide. Those are the things we must have in order to do photosynthesis. We use ATP and NADPH. And you see at the very end, it makes the sugar. And again, everything on the left, photosynthesis one, takes place in the thylakoid. Everything on the right takes place in the Calvin. And that's how you keep it straight. And again, there goes my telephone. Okay, ladies, another break.